TalkZone.com。
Welcome to Let's Talk Live Now with your host, Miss V on the Scene. It's the talk show that demonstrates the commonality in us all, speaking to many areas of life that other shows don't cover. Now, here's your host for Let's Talk Live Now, Miss V on the Scene.
Well, welcome out there, my favorite bunch of people. It is another day that you and I get to hang out together and deal with some very important issues. And today I am more excited than usual, not only because I have a very special guest who is a part of today's discussion, but because you, my beloved, are a part of this whole makeup we call Let's Talk Live Now with your host, Miss V on the Scene. You know, life is wonderful because it truly is worth living when you have things to enjoy. You know, it's another incredible, beautiful day, and you make it all the more beautiful because we are spending it together. Let's take time to get what we came into this earth for. I say every day is a day of celebration. Believe you me, be willing to celebrate, and you will not be disappointed. You know, before I go any further, I want to send some very special shout outs to some folks who have been tuning in and have been hanging out with Ms. V. So let me send through the airwaves a what's up to the folks over at PWSP in New York. Specifically, Rafael Menendez, Rhonda Collins, Michael, and Vicky Gonzalez. What's shaking, people? I'm so glad that you're joining us again. Now, to get to the business at hand, the Diva Principle, a vocalist, author, speaker, television personality who continues to appear in major print publications, a sought-out teacher of godly relationships for men and women, and the waiting in between time. Would you please join me in welcoming to Let's Talk Live Now the founder of Heartwing Ministries, the one and only Miss Michelle McKinney Hammond.
Hi.
Hello there. I'm so glad you are here. What's going on with you, Michelle? So glad you're here.
It's a great day, isn't it?
It's always a great day. It's always a great day. I know that your time is priceless, so I want to say from my heart to yours that those of us at TalkZone.com are thrilled that you are going to be sharing, you know, what's really important to you with our listeners. So thank you for giving us the time to do that.
Oh, it's a privilege.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I know that you also have been out of the country in some travels, and, you know, I know that I guess it's time for you to get back in sync with what you do, what you were birthed to do. Now, Michelle, there is so much to you and, you know, so much about what you do, and I appreciate the fact that as an author of 30 books specific to relationships, godly books, I have to throw that out there, that you present to people, including myself. I have to tell you, I've bought many of your books over the years. You present to people a different type of message about relationships. So if you would, to start things off, would you please, two questions for you. Please explain to us who Michelle McKinney Hammond is and what is her message?
Well, I'm not that complicated. I am simply a person who's a very relationship-driven person, and maybe it's part of my culture. My dad is from Africa, my mother's from the West Indies, and both of those are cultures that are very relational. Relationships matter a lot, and I think that that just got heightened by my relationship with God, the importance of relationship, the importance of community. And I just love it when men and women get along, because I know the power of that union, and that's why I think that the enemy fights it so much. He knows, like God knew, he said, when he looked down and they were all plotting and planning to build that big ziggurat up to the heavens, he said, if the people come into agreement, there'll be nothing they won't be able to do. And I believe that's possible with couples as well, that there's nothing that a man and a woman who are united can't accomplish. We've seen that in our new president and his wife, that when we're backing each other up, we become a mighty force to be reckoned with. So my passion really is to see that happen by giving my input and helping those who are struggling in that area. So I would have to say that I am a very relational person, and that my mission in life is to make everyone relational in a good way.
Yes, yes, yes. I like the sound of that. And you know what? We are on the same page. We are definitely on the same page. Now, I have to say this, though, Michelle, that there is so much about you other than what you've just explained. Because when I've read your books, I mean, my gracious, they were written, as far as Ms. V is concerned, at a time when I needed it most. And I always appreciate a person who stays in their lane. That's how I describe it.
Yeah.
And when I look over your series of books, I don't have all 30, but I have close to it. And I've shared. I've definitely shared. Tell us, as an author and a speaker and people who, and someone who is really involved with people, what is the missing link in relationships, married or single? What's the missing link?
Communication. Definitely communication. I think that a lot of people are talking, a lot of people are listening, but are they really hearing what the other person is saying? And then based on what we have put out as what we think we need in our relationship, and we thought we got heard, when we don't get it back, that really jolts our expectations. So I'd have to say that after a lack of communication, that misdirected expectations are the next area that really messes up our relationships. Because we expect people to do certain things. A lot of times, they don't know that that's expected of them. And, you know, I mean, have you ever made somebody mad and you go, what? You know,
exactly.
What did I do? And they go, you figure it out. And you're like, well, gee, you know, I don't know what I did, you know, because your expectations are on another level than theirs. So we really have to reel in our expectations and allow each other our humanity.
Interesting.
I find that people have become more and more demanding as the years go by, more impatient, more angry, more on edge. Expectations soar and we get disappointed so quickly. And you know, a friend of mine told me once, disappointment is simply a disappointment. It's an appointment you made and the other person didn't know about it. So now you feel dissed. Disappointment, you know.
Got it.
Yeah. So we really got to reel in our expectations. And I find that when I allow people to be, I'm not as disappointed. I don't get as easily thrown when they don't live up to something that I wanted them to do.
I like the sound of that, Michelle. You are really pulling at my heartstrings because I am a proponent of letting people be people. Now, it doesn't mean I allow, and I would not suggest this to my listeners, to allow any and everyone into your life or into that close circle where they can do anything with you emotionally. That's not safe or wise. And you know, I do want to say this also, that you have opened up the door to a lot of other discussions we could have. And I'm really going to try to keep it at a particular pace and level with you, because you are very multifaceted. I've listened to you in other audio and video, and first of all, folks, if you haven't noticed, she's a hoot. She is an absolute hoot. You should be a comedian. I don't know about this other stuff, but you should be a comedian too, Michelle. But one of the things I do want to draw from is the Diva Principle. But before we jump into the Diva Principle and how valuable that is to my listeners and to me, talk to me a little bit more about this communication or lack of communication. How has the disparity begun between men and women? You know, people are so sensitive. How did this disparity begin, and what created it? Who's our enemy?
Well, I think the enemy, you know, there was a great cartoon once that said, we've discovered the enemy, and the enemy is us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we give the devil a lot of credit for stuff he's not responsible for. I think sometimes he's thinking, I wish I had thought of that, you know. We can do a really good job of messing ourselves up all on our own, but I think that for the most part, when people are talking to each other, they're not listening. Their mind is racing about something else, or they're formulating the answer to what they thought you just said. So they're not really taking in what you said. You know, there's a technique called empathic listening that really helps people with that, who struggle with that. And basically, it's you repeat what the person said. You know, they said, I was just so mad, I just couldn't believe it. You go, wow, you sound like you were really angry. Yes, I was angry because so-and-so and so. Usually what happens as you reiterate what they said is you get more information.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're able to absorb exactly what is happening with the person. But a lot of times we go into defense mode, or our mind goes off to, did I take that roast out the oven or whatever? And we miss half of the conversation. So when the task doesn't get done, or something isn't translated that you wanted translated from your heart, we just blame the other person and say they're not listening. Well, they were listening. They just didn't hear you.
Right, right. That's the key right there, hearing a person. That's something that I often say. Did you hear what I said, which is a valuable difference? Would you agree?
Yes, I would say so. Minnie Riperton sang a song many years ago, "Can You Feel What I'm Saying?" You know, and I love that because it pretty much sums it up. I mean, do you really understand what I'm saying? And if you understand it, you're standing under what I just said, which means that you've come out from where you are and you've repositioned yourself to receive the information I'm giving you. So it's very, very important. I listen to people talk a lot, and, you know, someone will ask a person a question, and the other person will think they answered it, but they didn't answer the question. They have talked all the way around the topic and never answered the question. It's really important for us to really hear, because then what ends up happening is that we give people what we think they should want as opposed to what they said they wanted or what we think they needed. You know, I talk to married couples a lot about that, you know. Don't give your spouse what you think they need. Give them what they want. They ask for an orange, don't say, oh, you know, banana is so much better. It's got potassium in it, you know, and I can make French toast with it and put it on the side. And then one day that man wanders off, and you go, well, what did I do wrong? Well, all he wanted was an orange, and you kept giving him bananas and French toast. So he ran into somebody on the corner that gave him an orange.
Ooh-ooh.
Okay? just give the person what they want.
You know, all righty then.
No matter how many, you can give a person 10 wonderful things when they only ask you for one, and those things can be amazing. But if you didn't give them the one thing they asked for, it erases the 10 wonderful things you did.
I can appreciate that, and I agree. I concur with that. This is something that, you know, you're bubbling so much in me. I tell you, when I have my guests on, I love the fact that my mind is always moving. But with you, it's like so much. It's so much. One of the things I want to pull out of you and for my listeners is this, is that the power of our words. We're talking about hearing and communicating. That's one part of it. But the power of our words, would you please explain from your perspective, how powerful are our words in drawing the right godly types of relationships to us, and also two parts to this, drawing the godly relationships with our words, but also, Michelle, how is it that we need to, or rather, what do we need to do to be in preparation for these godly relationships?
Well, the more we saturate in our understanding of what God has told us to be as men or women, it's not a conscious, okay, I'm preparing myself for my mate. No, it's not that. It's I am becoming the person that God wants me to be, period, across the board. You should not treat, you know, your friends like family and your family like friends. So if I am walking in love, I'm speaking the truth in love, I'm kind, I'm considerate, I'm provoking people to good works, I'm an encourager, you know, all the things that I would be to my mate is what I should be to everyone, in the sense of consideration and love and truth and integrity and character. So if I'm focusing on that, I am going to be a good mate for the person that God presents me to. If I am compartmentalizing how I treat people and putting different people in different files, that is going to breed inconsistency in you. And one day you're not going to be feeling so great about your partner, and he's going to slip into another pile. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's very, very important to just allow God to groom you and make you the person that he created you to be, period. Consistently that person. That is the gift that your mate receives, or not only your mate, the rest of the world.
I like that. Tell me this also. I need to know, and I think my other listeners, well, I know, but my other listeners need to know, who may not be familiar with Michelle McKinney-Hammond. Talk to us about how this started for you. Let's go back in time a little bit. Before you penned it, Michelle, how did all this begin, this ministry, of this interpersonal ministry that you are a part of, how did this begin?
Well, it didn't really begin until after I wrote. I had wonderful mentors when I was living in California. I was in advertising. I came to the Lord through a tragedy. And so I really had to learn how to redo life. So that was my first step. And so really, my ministry was born out of my pain, I would have to say, in a way. My foolishness, my mistakes, all the things that I did wrong and learned the hard way. That was where it all came from. So people go, well, how do you know what to do? Well, I did everything wrong, so now I know what's right. Very simple.
Definitely.
You know, you do it and you scab your nose. You go, oh, I won't do that again, you know, and I hope I can save somebody from doing that. Now, if you want to find out the hard way yourself, go right ahead. But at least you'll be able to say, well, she did tell me, because I won't say I told you so after the fact. But I really struggled with being happy as a single and doing all the stupid things that singles do, you know. So to be perfectly honest, after I started coming through, getting breakthroughs, and really the light came on, I should say, as to why I was really here and what I was really supposed to be doing with my life besides focusing on finding someone to complete me, because I couldn't complete myself. Once I got all of that straight, that it started with me, and then when I was a complete package, I would attract a complete package. And until then, as a broken person, I was just going to keep attracting broken people and having more broken relationships. So once I got through that, my mentor suggested that I should write about the things I'd learned. And I said, oh, I don't know if I can do that. She said, well, as much as you like to talk, girl, it's just one long conversation for you. Just write it down. So I did, and the first book just exploded because I just kept it real, as you know I do.
Yes, indeed.
And I think that it just struck a chord with people, because finally here was a book that was just talking where they lived, you know. I had gone to the store and tried to find single books, and they all made me just feel like I needed to get saved again, you know. So I just wanted to write the book that I wish somebody had written for me, that was just on my level where I was dealing very clearly with the things I was struggling with. So I wrote that book, and as I said, it blew up, and the phone started ringing, and they wanted me to write another book and another book, and people started calling for me to speak, and the rest is history. I have to say that it was definitely a case of the blessings of the Lord overtaking me.
Yes.
I was sharing with my assistant in the office. I think I've been scrambling to keep up ever since, because I never expected it. So I think that when you just do what you do and deal with the reality of where you are, that you can always be a gift to someone, because someone's struggling in that same area. And they're asking themselves the same questions you are. So if you solve the puzzle, share the picture with someone else.
That's beautiful. We are going to be coming up on a break. Michelle, I want you to hold tight. If you're just joining us or just tuning in or just don't even know what's going on, but you're hearing some good stuff, we have with us today at TalkZone.com the one and only Michelle McKinney-Hammond. We're about to take a very quick break. But before we do that, if you want to join the conversation, because it's about to get hot when Miss V comes back. So, Michelle, you hold on tight. I know you like to keep it real. Feel free to call in toll free 888-GO-4. For it, and we will be right back.